We should be connected with Dan Lacey of RC Lacey in Catskill. Are you there, Dan?
I'm here.
Good morning. Good morning. Wow. Thank you so much for being on the Wednesday morning show, the morning show on Wednesday. You have a business, and I was reading this on your website, a family business that has lasted over 100 years. That is an absolute amazing thing. And before I go any further, listeners, you should also know that Mr. Lacey is going to be honored this June 8th up at Wyndham Mountain for being the best by the Greene County Chamber of Commerce for being the best big business in the county. Congratulations.
Thank you. That was a surprise.
Anyway, tell us a little bit about the history of the company.
Well, my great-grandfather started it in 1914. Actually started in Freehold, New York. Back then, when you became a Ford dealer, you were certified by county. And I have the original contract for Greene County. They also opened a small store in Hudson. And they're actually came down to Main Street. I don't know the exact date. It was probably in the late 19 after World War One, 1920 sometime.
Wow.
And my great-grandfather passed away, and my grandfather was 18 years old. It was in 1930, I think it was, or 31. I don't know the exact date, but he decided to take the business over when he was that young. And I actually have a poem sitting on in my office. It says, "It can't be done." And he did it.
That's amazing, because if you don't remember, listeners, 1930 was as the country was slipping into the Great Depression.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So to keep a company going through the Great Depression, especially an automotive dealership, is just a huge feat.
Yeah, we also sold tractors too at the time.
Okay.
So there was a lot of farmers around at that time in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So we, he kept that going, and he bought where we presently are right now. He bought this property in 1962 on the 9W corridor here in Catskill.
Okay.
And we built a small showroom and service department, and we moved up here in 1964. And at that time, my father just got out of the Army, and my uncle was, I think he was at St. Bonaventure at the time. We've been here ever since, and we just did a restoration. We built a whole new Subaru building and refurbished the Ford building, because it was time. I mean, we've had the building... Oh, I think it was 1990 that we refurbed it from the 1964. So it was time to do it. So now we have a nice modern building with a nice service drive.
Right, because I drove by there just yesterday and was thinking that building looks like it's brand new.
Yeah, brand new. We had a grand opening 2 years ago.
Okay, that's great. What you've lived here all your life, what are some of the changes that you've seen in Columbia County and Greene County and this whole area?
Well,
I'm a newcomer. I've only been here 17 years.
Well, when I graduated college in 86 and I started working here full time, and at the time I think we had about, I don't know, 20, mid-20s, maybe low-20s as far as employees. We're presently sitting at about 62 employees.
Wow.
I've seen the area grow. Columbia County has, you can go up in, Warren Street. I mean, you see how that's changed over the last, probably, 10 years or so. It's been a huge change.
Yeah.
There's a lot of activity going on. You got Athens here, a lot of activity going on there. You read these articles where people are moving out of New York State, and I think at one time the population in Greene County was around 50,000, and I think it's down to like 48,000. I don't know. Knock on wood. I've been able to hire more people because I've been busy. I think the local businesses have been busy. I mean, there's a lot of local support, which is good. I have a huge clientele. I mean, we've grown it. We've been here for you know, for obviously a long time. And it's nice to come in and see the same faces too. You know, you know, as far as changes, you know as well as I do, the internet has changed a lot of things.
Yes,
it's made the world a lot smaller. I mean, you can get a lot of information and be in a lot of places in a click of a button.
How has it changed your business?
Oh, I could go on for hours. I mean, you used to work with a pen and paper. Now everybody's got a computer or a phone in front of them. You know, first they built the throughways, which made things a lot easier to go back and forth to the major cities and New York, Albany, Kingston. The computer, basically, a lot of people now get all their information on the computer, and they just come in and sometimes they know more than I do, which I know a lot about the car business. they research things, and there's so much out there, and it's good and it's bad. You know, it's the social media part of it, that's become a huge part of the business. To experience it, every day seems like something different's coming up.
Yeah.
Especially with the
I think on your website, because I was there, you can actually kind of design what you want and take a look at it.
And we're constantly improving that. We're actually changing our website right now, which we changed 6 months ago. It's a constant battle.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
In some of my iterations in life, that's what I help other companies do, is I help them manage that process. And it's you turn around and you have to change it again.
Yeah, it's an ever changing thing of the business. It's just the computer is here to stay. I can tell you that, and you got to be on top of it. You know, I have a whole separate conference room where people just stay in touch with our customers through the phone and through the computer.
Mm-hmm. My first car was a 1968 Mustang.
Wow.
Yeah, and I could open the hood, and I sort of understood what the engine was all about. I open the hood of my car now, and I think, I don't get it. I don't even know what to touch.
I have, and I'm in most other car dealers, too, right now. My guys, my technicians, I'm constantly sending them to college. I'm actually hiring people with college degrees. There's colleges right now that have automotive service and technician programs, and we constantly have to send our people to actually colleges, and they do a lot of online training, and then they have on-hands training, and they actually have we're fortunate enough with Ford and Subaru and Lincoln, they actually have places to go where they get on-hands professional training, and the place is just set up for training. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. You asked about changing. I mean, it's the technician of today. Like you said, back then you could open up the hood and change spark plugs, points, condenser, change the air filter, do a fuel pump. Today, you have to have a college degree with a computer in front of you. And you got to know where to plug in the certain connectors and how to read the results. I have some really good technicians. But I keep them up to date. I keep them going to school constantly. And the cars, the cars are getting better and better. But boy, when there's a problem, it's like a needle in the haystack sometimes. It's like when having a problem with a computer, you don't know where to begin.
Yeah, exactly. How do you figure out this strange blip of a machine which actually probably has on board several mini computers?
And it's constantly, the information, sometimes it's a little information overload. I mean, people are coming in and the voice activation phones and navigation, you can change the radio station just in the temperature of the car just by your voice. And sometimes it gets a little overwhelming for some people. You have the right, like your phone's got to have you have to have a smartphone to connect to the Bluetooth. And there's another training thing I got to keep people constantly. My salespeople are constantly being trained on the technology because the technology keeps on getting better and better and better. They're talking about autonomous cars. Next year they're going to have a driverless car out there. I mean, it's amazing. Not that I would want to get in the driverless car, but that's That can be part of the.
I sort of enjoy driving, but that it seems I had a guest on my first or second show, I think, who Jeff Cole, who's the executive director for the Center for the Digital Future at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Communications, and he was talking a lot about autonomous cars. What are your thoughts about autonomous cars?
I think to go along with autonomous cars, you might bring up the word hybrid. Hybrid cars, I think they're really great in the city. Boston, New York, the metropolitan areas, the electric cars, the ranges aren't really there, especially the all electric. You know, it might get 60 miles, 50 miles, I think they're getting better and better, but in this area, we don't sell a lot of hybrid. The reason why I brought that up, because I don't think the autonomous car here, where we are in Greene County, that's way down the road. That's my guess.
Okay.
I think the Ubers and the Lyfts. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to use. It's like getting in a taxi. I don't see the infrastructure right now. They're spending millions and millions of dollars on this technology, and I don't know. I'd be hard pressed to get in a car without a driver. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Though it's interesting because Ford has just announced a new CEO, and he comes from the autonomous car unit. That's going to be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, they replaced Mark Evans, who was Mulally's, protege. But things weren't moving in the right direction. The stock is kind of leveled off, and I saw that one coming. They have some new engines coming out. I mean, it's just like everything's changing. I mean, you were asking as long as I've been doing this, the changes happen more rapidly now than 25 years ago. It's because of the technology.
Yeah.
It's just getting better and better and more advanced. And the only problem with that, as a dealer, I mean, it's just raising the price up, and I've seen the prices. I mean, I don't care if you're talking a Chevy, Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, whatever. The prices have gone crazy in the last couple of years, and I see a leveling coming out because it's just. I don't know how people sometimes you're looking at $70,000 vehicles. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Some vehicles cost more than houses.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Used car market's strong around here. I think it always will be. There's going to be an influx of fleet cars in the next couple of years.
So, absolutely.
I mean, interesting times in the next couple of years. Yeah,
exactly. But through all of this, RC Lacy has been a successful company. What is the secret of keeping a family business going? And as I understand it, the next generation is beginning to weave itself into the business.
Yeah, I have my nephew, my son and daughter, but they're all been. My son and daughter just got out of college, a couple of years. My daughter's been working here a couple of years. My son's been here a year. My nephew's been here a couple of years. I've been at this for 32 years. I'm trying to put a successor in somewhere in place in the next 10, 15 years. So I plan on being here for a lot longer, though.
Yeah. But what is it that has made you so made the business successful? What's your secret sauce?
I always go back to my people, from the mole to the front to the back. I have really good people working for me, and I also the local support. I support a lot of local local charities, little leagues and. Now, whatever's out there, we try to get involved with, and I think I get a lot in return. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the local support. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. It's important. Staying on top of things. Trying to find the best people I can and put them in the position where I think that they're the best. Welcome everybody to the place and service with a smile.
Yeah.
I mean, we we do spend a lot of time, I would say, in trying to make our service department the best it can be. I mean, without the service department, you can always sell cars, but you got to have the back end to support the sales.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to strive on being the best there. And we just awarded the President's Award for Lincoln, and top 10% of all Lincoln dealers are awarded that, which is not a lot of dealers, which we're pretty proud of.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is this is a good year for you, 2017.
Yes, it's been a good run. I mean, it's getting a little strange right now. The economy's getting a little strange. The car business is, I don't think they know where it's going right now. When someone is going to figure it out for me, let me know, because I can never figure out what's going to happen in the future.
It's particularly confusing. We have one of the charms of being a WGXE is we have a train that runs right by us.
I hear that.
Yeah, can I ask you to be on hold while I play a little music until the train gets by?
That's fine.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to put on a little John Coltrane. We were lucky. It was a short train. So what else should we talk about? What else is going on that's important? And what are some of the things that you have seen or heard that you think, where do you think all, how do you think this Columbia and Greene counties are going to continue to change? What do you see happening in the future?
I mean, I would hope that they would welcome new businesses. You know, I know Hudson's pretty, as far as restaurants and especially the antique stores, I think they're pretty well built, I think. I mean, if I was to guess. Unless they start going the outskirts of the town itself, the city of Hudson. I see growth for Catskill in the surrounding areas. Like Athens, I was talking about Athens. I think Athens is about ready to bust open. I think they've bought in some new restaurants and some stores. But I think we need some a little bit more economic development. They're talking about the water park coming in here in Leeds. They just ran they're right in the midst of doing a big sewage project here in Jefferson, running the sewer and water lines right out to Leeds, which would bring it like a hotel in or something, you know. I think that the town itself has got opportunity for growth, and we need some more retail space too. Anything would help, I guess. Our schools are here. The community, come on, as far as living in a beautiful community, you can't ask for more. You're around the Hudson River. I mean, you got the Central Mountains, you got Windham, you got Hunter. I mean, it's a great area. You're 2 hours from downtown Manhattan. You're 2 hours and 40 minutes from downtown Boston. Half hour from to Albany. I mean, it's actually a great location.
It's a brilliant location.
Outdoor life, hiking. I mean, it's just it's a really nice. I mean, I've chosen to live here my entire life. I was born here, raised here. I mean, I went to college. I could have gone somewhere else, but I decided to come back and raise my family right here. And I don't regret it for one minute.
No, and I certainly don't regret having stumbled upon this area years ago. And it really was. I stumbled on it and actually found the house I live in on the internet. Made an appointment to come and see it, and ended up buying it that day.
Yeah.
Because it had everything that I was looking for. And as I said to my guest before, this area feels more like home than even where I grew up, which was in Minneapolis. So.
I mean, we have, I think the people here are more down to earth. I mean, they're friendly. You know, most of my customers are you know, people that I know. They always got a smile on them, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a very friendly area.
Goes a long way.
Yeah, it does. This is, it really is amazing. Dan, are there any other things that you'd like to share about what you're doing, where you think things are going? And because you must feel a great deal of pride at, you know, looking at that building and seeing what your family has done over generations. It's amazing. I find that kind of familial success in business really fascinating.
I mean, I'm still growing. I'm constantly looking for people. I see my business getting busier down the road. You know, we're certainly not a big conglomerate, but you know, 62. I never. If you asked me 15, 16 years ago that we'd have 62 employees working for me, I would say no way. Well, that's how much we've grown in the last 10 to 12 years. And we, you know, 2008 hit. Was a bad year for a lot of people. And 2008, 2009, 2010 was, you know, just horrendous. You know, business was pull up your bootstraps and tie them tight, because it was some tough times.
And I'm older than you are, so it was the most difficult economic period that I have witnessed in my lifetime.
Yeah, I remember the Persian Gulf, you know, 1990. That was a tough
yeah.
time, and you know, early 2000 was okay. You know, and you know, we started, you know, coming out of it slowly, you know, and things started getting better. But you know, I got a curveball thrown at me too. I threw it out there. I lost my partner too, with my brother, and you know, that kind of stung us a little bit.
Yeah.
But we came back hard after that, and you know, I've been growing ever since, and I should say we've been growing ever since. I consider our place a we, not an I.
That's probably part of the reason you're successful.
No, we like to work as a team, and that's you know, sometimes we have little hiccups here and there, but we work our way through it. You know, and I think the product's good too, and that helps. You know, I really don't have nothing to do with the product besides, you know, getting it here and trying to sell it, producing it. You know, I think we have three strong lines here between the, you know, Ford, Lincoln, and Subaru.
Yes.
And again, I'm still growing. I mean, we're looking for salespeople all the time. We're looking for technicians. It's you know, we have room for more people, and which is a good thing.
Which is a very good thing, and very good for the county.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, these people we employ here, and they spend their money locally, and it's you know, it helps. You know, the more local support that we get, the more local support, the bigger I can get, the more people I can hire, and the more people they spend, the more people are going to be spending money in the community. You know, it's a great cycle.
Yeah, well, it gave me. We had a meeting of programmers last night, and as I was getting into my car to leave, I saw a Lacey sticker on the back of one of the other programmers' cars, and that made me smile because I was going to be talking with you today.
Yeah, we like to see those stickers out there.
Yeah, I imagine. It's good. Dan, this has been such a good conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time. Anything else that you'd like to chat about? Anything, any observations you'd like to make about anything in the world?
I just think between Columbia and Greene County, it's a great place to live, and I think they're still going to grow.
I think so too, and I think the proximity to Albany and to New York is going to make this area ever more important and desirable because it is such a wonderful place to live. And you're close to Albany.
It was one of my decisions. You know, I did a lot of research, soul searching, before I, you know, spent this kind of commitment. You know, I would have never done it if I didn't think this community wasn't growing and supporting us. I can tell you that. You know, that was a big decision, and you know, and it's so far, you know, it's worked out, and that's why I made the decision to do it.
So, and it's good. Thank you so much.